Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. This is the Pride and Purpose Kingdom Network, and this is the show Self Expressions, and I am your host, Brother Robert Pop Pop Hudson. Welcome, welcome all, and once again, I am glad to be back in the airwaves, and you know, I do have something to share with each and every one of you, and it's just basically information tonight. But of course, you know, just, you know, knowing me and knowing my show and how it goes, we're going to interject some spiritual stuff. So what we're going to do is we're going to cover Isaiah chapter 54, verses 11 and 17. And, you know, this verse tells us about, you know, the fight that we're involved in, you know, and just basically let you know that even though we're in a spiritual fight, that this is basically a fixed fight. God has destined us to win no matter how hard the devil fights or how ingenious he is. All we have to do is keep hold on to Jesus, and we'll be all right. And that's basically the message. Now, the topic of tonight is acrylamide poisoning. And this is something that you may or may not be aware of, but this is something that has always been a part of our everyday life, you know, and basically how this is happening to us, or how it's happening to us, is that it's been hidden in plain sight. It's been written on ingredients. It has been written on products that we use. And acrylamide, it forms several different ways. And let me just, you know, break everything down. Now, and it seems that I'm going to be moving pretty fast, but I'm not. So, just to bring you up to speed, okay, so in 1991, there was an introduction of a couple of brands of potato chips. One of them was Rap Snacks, the other one was Homegirls. And, you know, our traditional potato chips that we, you know, normally used to seeing or eating, or the brands that we're familiar with, was basically Lay's, Hers. And so Rap Snacks, they originated in Baltimore. And the Homegrown potato chips, they originated here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So what happened is that Lay's invoked something called the USDA. They had got them involved to investigate these potato chips, how they were made and what they were doing. What this did was it opened up a floodgate of acrylamide, which was known to be in not only just the Rap Snack potato chips, but also the Homegirl brand potato chips. So now you say, what is acrylamide? Well, acrylamide is, if you have ever bought or purchased or used any non-stick cookware, and you notice that, you know, they have a sticker on there and say this is a non-stick cookware, should be an oxymoron right there to let you know that that cookware is non-stick, but how do they have this sticker fixed onto that frying pan? So how is it non-stick if you have a sticker on there? So now let's just go to, you know, the basis of what's going on. And, you know, if you're just joining me, let me just, you know, backtrack everything, because I know I've stated a couple of times that I'm going to be moving fast, but it's not going to be fast moving. So we're going to be covering Isaiah 54, chapter 11 and 17. Okay, and we're talking about acrylamide poison. And how did we find out that acrylamide is a substance or something that happened? This happened by accident because of the foundation, the formulation of a couple of potato chip brands, and the one that we know that first started with the Rap Snack potato chips was started in Baltimore. And the other one is the Homegirl potato chips that started right here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So now acrylamide is something that, you know, like I stated before, we use in everyday substance, like non-stick wear. And, you know, the first thing that should tip you off is how is the sticker they put on the pan that says non-stick wear? And how is it still sticking to the pan when it says it's non-stick? Okay, so now let me explain how acrylamide can be formed. Okay, so now acrylamide is a man-made substance. And what it is is when and the ingredients or the flavoring that you use, it forms a substance called acrylamide. And this is something that can easily be mistaken for, you know, the actual ingredients that you're cooking with, or, you know, the actual substance of the frying pan, which basically what happens is it breaks down because of being so hot. And once it comes in contact with what you're cooking, the acrylamide is formed. And what it basically is a hybrid of what you're cooking and pieces of the frying pan breaking up in little flakes. And that's acrylamide. And, you know, for years, you know, we have been cooking with, you know, Crisco or whatever, you know, whatever oil you use. But the problem is that we have is that we reuse the oil without separating the acrylamide. And the acrylamide basically forms a layer between whatever you're cooking and the surface of the frying pan. And this basically happens in frying, sometimes in bacon. And when we do this, what will happen is we are actually creating a poison, basically. And it's a slow poison. And the reason why, you know, we know this is a slow poison is because from the FDA. And the FDA started regulating bags of potato chips. And it wasn't just because of the Rap Snack and the Home Girls. It was just basically when they examined not just those two brands, they examined Lay's, Hers, and all the other basic potato chips. And what they found is that they had acrylamide laced inside the potato chips, each and every bag. How did they know this? Because they actually got the batch samples each and every time. And this took, and this was happening over the course of 3 years. And what basically happened was that the Rap Snacks and the Homegirl potato chips, they actually had an overwhelming amount of acrylamide, and they actually had to stop those brands. And that was in 1991, and they were going on, I believe, until 1995. And what happened is in 2017, the Homegirl brand restarted potato chip brand again. The only thing is that they didn't have as much flavoring as they originally had. And so why is that? Well, basically, as you know, if you can guess and you take two and two together, that it was pretty much laced throughout the whole bag of chips with acrylamide. And you say, well, what happens to Lay's and Hers and all on and you know all of them? Aren't those chips laced with acrylamide? Yes, they are, but not in the same capacity as the Rap Snacks and the Homegirl potato chips. So what happened is, basically, the FDA decided how much acrylamide is acceptable in the human body. And I don't know if you have noticed, if anybody that have noticed that the ounce portions that they gave out was a lot less than what they gave out before. So now you used to have 12-ounce bags that they used to have. And now they have, you know, 10-ounce and 9.5-ounces bags of these potato chips. And you say, if these are potentially dangerous, why are they still selling this? Because the FDA, they have a way of getting around things. As long as you list the ingredients and as long as you're not giving people the dose that they feel as though may be detrimental to your health. But, you know, with acrylamide, here's the thing. Now, acrylamide, that they have noticed what acrylamide is, and they've noticed, and one thing they did notice is that they don't know enough about it because it hasn't been around, or they haven't, well, they haven't realized that this is a substance that is formed in batch making. And when I say batch making, you know, that's when you make potato chips, and you make sure you label it as a batch. For each batch that's brewed, you would just label it. So the thing about acrylamide and what they do know about acrylamide, and this is very important, because they know it may or may not cause cancer. And we all know that when, you know, the FDA issues a statement like that, that means this, you know, this substance is pretty much, you know, going to give you cancer. The only thing is they can't say that it's going to give you cancer because they don't want, you know, a whole industry go, you know, go up in smoke and say, hey, you know, sorry, we spilled the beans on this. We're just totally sorry that, you know, well, we just issued that statement that, you know, everybody's paying attention and nobody wants to get cancer from eating a bag of potato chips. But what they do and what they can say is that acrylamide does give you nerve damage. And basically, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with nerve damage, and, you know, you're probably listening to me and saying, okay, he's being silly now. He's just asking me questions like this, or he's just saying things like this. Well, I'm saying, the reason why I'm saying that, because everybody doesn't know that our whole body is a central nerve system. So basically, nerve damage happens to where basically wherever your nerves are, you have nerves everywhere in your body. So listen, so your nerves could be in your taste buds. It could be, you know, anywhere throughout your body. So when you are basically ingesting acrylamide or portions of acrylamide that you don't know, or you probably do know, but what does happen is with nerve damage in any part of your body, what it does is it takes away from your sense of taste, your sense of smell. So by ingesting these chips laced with acrylamide, what we're doing is we're diminishing our taste buds, and we want more and more of the taste. You know, we want more and more of a sugary taste, a salty taste, and we just can't seem to control it because we know that we are ingesting and we're used to a certain level of flavor that we get a sensation from our taste buds. But the same thing that we're tasting and the same thing that we're eating are diminishing our capacity for our taste buds to actually foliate that craving of that taste. So we eat more and more while destroying our nerves and our part of our central nervous system. You know, there are a lot of weird things that happen to people, and we don't know where the source is or where it comes from. But it's right there in the potato chip bag. And, you know, and you ask, you say, hey, is there a healthier way to do this, or is there a healthy way to eat? Yes, it is. But the one thing that we do know is that potato chips do not have any nutritional value. The only time we see a commercial for potato chips, you know, we see potato chips with a bologna sandwich, potato chips with a hamburger. We just don't see, you know, a commercial where they say, hey, eat these Lay's potato chips. This will satisfy you. This is nutritionist, and this is just as good as a half meal or a whole meal or just a portion of a meal. We don't see that because what it is that without presenting these potato chips with something else, there's no nutritional value with them. And, you know, before we go along, and I did say that I did want to go, you know, Bible verse, we're going to go to Isaiah chapter 54, verses 11 through 17. Okay, so we're going to get started with that right now. O ye afflicted one, tossed with tempest and not conformed, behold, I will lay your stones with colorful gems and lay your foundation with sapphires. I will make your pinnacles of rubies, your gates of crystal, and all your walls of precious stones. All your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. In righteousness you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression, shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. Indeed, they shall surely assemble, but not because of me. Whoever assembles against you shall fall for your sake. Behold, I have created the blacksmith who blows the coals in the fire, who brings forth an instrument for his work, and I have created the spoiler to destroy. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. In every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. Amen. And, you know, I'm just going to carry further into the word. Now, basically, God promised us, we're his people. He promised us. And, God, by telling the Israelites, the church of the Old Testament, that he is distressed with them and all their distresses. You know, some of you are experiencing tough times and may be devastated tonight, and God is hurting with you. He is touched with the feelings of our infirmities. But God doesn't stop there. He begins to prophesize how he will turn everything around for them and you. And we go through verses. That basically was in verses 11 through 14. And in verse 15, he hints at your enemies and his ability to control those enemies. The term blacksmith is the one who makes the weapon. The destroyer is the one who the weapon out to fight. So God created the one who forges the weapon. And the one who uses the weapon, he knows everything about the weapon and how they use it against us. So this is how the fight is fixed, basically. This is how he tips the scales over, the balance of scales back into us. God assures us victory. With God's help, we can't help but win. If God be for us, who can, basically be against us? In the boxing world, there's always a lot of gambling. There have been, times when, the odds are favored, sometimes lose the fight. Charges surface up and, we found the fight was fixed. What that means is that someone who has paid a large amount of money to the favorite boxer to get him to lose the fight, they tend to gain a whole lot. Those who bet, basically the weaker boxer with the long odds, we're sure if that fighter actually wins, they're going to make a fortune. So when it is said that a fight is fixed, it means that one combatant is guaranteed to win before fight even starts. The exciting thing about our fight for Christ is, basically it's fixed. With God on our side, we can't lose. This means that, your adversary, the devil, is predetermined to be defeated by your, and by that, your victory is guaranteed. It may not be the first round, it might not be the second round, it might not be the third, but by faith, it should tell us that the devil is going to go down. The reason why I'm bringing up, everything and the way I'm presenting it is because I just want you to let you know that, we all die for lack of knowledge. you know, knowledge is presented before us and we ignore it. You know, every day, you know, people slowly but surely are dying from a whole variety of different things. We're dying from cigarettes, cancer. We're dying with alcohol. And you know, we're dying from amphetamines. It's because we fail to listen. We fail to read. We fail to realize that we have to invoke knowledge. When we invoke knowledge, that empowers us. You know, God wants us to be empowered as much as we can. You know, it's sad to say that I throughout the years, I've heard some things negative about people in general. You know, the one thing I do constantly hear is that black people don't read. Black people don't care about reading. You know, and, you know, it was one comedian that said a joke before. It's like, if you want to hide your money and you don't want to, you know, get robbed, hide your money in books. You know, and it's sad, but it seems that, you know, time and time again, even though those harmless, you know, jokes and things like that, it seems to take a formality of being reality. You know, we have to make sure that we get out in front, that we jump on knowledge, that we just are not going to let it squander. We have to be in the know. As people, we have to be in the know, because there's so many things that are killing us. You know, police are killing us. We killing us. And then the fact that we fail to read and realize what's going on, we're killing us. You know, we have to, you know, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, we have to be proactive, not reactive. We have to make sure that we jump in front of everything that we can as far as any kind of advantage that we can take. You know, I remember where, you know, back in the day where it just seems like, you know, all around us in society, you know, we had people that were very productive where they were actually going to work full time and also going to school, where they were constantly getting that higher level of education, that higher level of knowledge. Now it seems like once we get out of high school, that's it. It seems that we are just constantly not striving for knowledge. It seems that we seem to be happy to know that, you know, how much a kilo of cocaine costs. You know, and that seems to be fine. You know, we all die for lack of knowledge, and we just always need to just strive instead of just sitting down and just not, you know, not striving, not pushing. You know, we need to push. And so, you know, I'm telling you right now about the acrylamide poisoning. It's some real stuff. Because this is where, you know, our lack of knowledge and our bad habits, and our bad eating habits, where that can, you know, it'll just bite us, you know, some kind of where, and, you know, and where we get certain cancers, where we get certain afflictions, and we don't know where it's coming from. And basically the FDA is just sitting there and is telling us, we don't know if it causes cancer. We don't know if it does this or does that, but we just tell you just that nerve damage. And, you know, they're telling us that. They're telling us that because of what? They're telling us that because they don't want to be liable while these people are pushing poison to us. And you say there are different alternative different alternative products out there. Is there actually a healthy potato chip? The funny thing about it is, yes. We'll never see it. You know why? Because they don't sell in black neighborhoods. There are a couple of potato chips, and I'll just name them. There's a chip called Pito's chip, and they're basically protein-based, and they're healthy. The FDA approves them. You know, The ingredients they use are all natural. So let me just stop, you know, right there, and just real quickly, there's a point I do want to make, and the point I'm making is that no matter how unhealthy, no matter what they're doing, through all kinds of industries, it's the more knowledge they give us, the more we ignore. You know, you can sell a bottle of alcohol with a skull and crossbone, and it seems like the more and more people want to drink it. Same thing with cigarettes. It's small skull and crossbones, and you can say, you know, dead smoke or something like that, and people will buy it and constantly use it and use it and use it. And I'm not just talking about black people. I'm talking about all people. Why is that? If it just say on the box, 2 puffs and you'll get cancer, but we still smoke it. You know, and this goes to the fact, you know, where I'm just going to really bring home right now. So basically, when, you know, and I said before earlier, and so this, try to keep up with me real quick. So now we know that acrylamide is found on the chips, but I think that we've actually found out that the acrylamide that is being, you know, made along with the chips are being intentionally sprinkled in the bottom of the bag. I've done this before, and, you know, and this is, you know, where, you know, you got barbecue chips or sour cream and onion chips or whatever, and you eat the chips, and next thing you know, you're done before, you know, you thought you were done, and there's crumbs in the bottom of the bag. And then you just, you know, fold it up and, you know, you swallow them. That's acrylamide. That's mainly acrylamide. And what I found is that more and more in the urban settings like bodegas and corner stores, like the mom-and-pop stores, these potato chips have that, you know, the acrylamide crumbs in it. Whereas though, if you go to somewhere like a Kroger or, you know, somewhere out in the suburbs, you don't see that. You go in the suburbs, you don't see the homegrown chips, you don't see the Rap Snap chips. And I do kind of wonder, like, why is that? Is that they're intentionally poisonous? Are they intentionally making sure that this is the product that we get? And so let me go on about these actual potato chips that are actually nutritious. One is called Pitos, and the other one is, all right, so let's get this. It's called Chirps. And Chirps is a line of high-protein snack chips made with cricket flour. You know, and the other ingredients include, you know, cornbread, beans, chia seeds. You know, and compared to regular chips, Chirps has 3 times more protein. And it's kind of crazy because you think I've never heard of Chirps, but there was a show on TV called The Shark Tank, and that was in 2017, and they actually presented this as an idea, and it is actually, you know, reality as far as protein chips. And he says, wow, you know, there actually is a chip that is actually healthy to eat. So why is this not presented, you know, before these Lay's brand, these Hers brands, Rap Snack, and these homegrown chips? Well, it's just, you know, the whole, you know, mentality of, you know, the almighty dollar of where, you know, we can go and we can make money as long as we're not killing people. You know, this, you know, what we're going through, and, you know, and all in all, where we say, you know, when is enough is enough? When are we going to open our eyes? When are we going to start actually determining and making sure that what we do no matter what we do, whether we ingest it, whether we breathe it, you know, whether it's around us, that we make sure that we're you know, invoking, you know, everything we can do to have the protection that every citizen has, you know, in this country. So, you know, I'm just going to go back into the scripture, and we want to see if we can go ahead and cover Luke chapter 10, verses 19. And Jesus said, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall be by any means hurt you." That's another guarantee by God. Well, we got to believe, and we got to, you know, make sure we put our faith behind it. You know, faith without works is dead, you know, and that is also seeking knowledge. You know, we got to put works behind this. We can't just sit back there and just think, oh, yeah, it's all in God's hands. God has never said he was going to just sit, let us sit back and he's going to do and take care of everything for us. We have to be proactive. We can't be reactive. We can't sit there, and it's just like, you know, any other thing. If, like, you all of a sudden you wake up and you go to Dunkin' Donuts, you never read the ingredients they have, but they have the ingredients plastered all over the thing. And then you wake up and you go to Dunkin' Donuts, and the Dunkin' Donuts have been closed, but they didn't put crack cocaine in these donuts. And the only thing you'll probably sit there and say, "Ooh, I thought so. They must have been putting something in here." Yeah, they were putting something in there that you failed to read. You know, and this is where, you know, I just say we all fall short of the glory of God, but we also have to do something. God is not there just to constantly look and look through and shift through everything. God is worried about your relationship with him. He's not worried about what you're, you know, he does worry about what you're failing to do. But what you're failing to do is you're just becoming commonplace and complexing. You know, and you just, you know, you got your one phone call to God and he answered you and you think that's it. No, it's just, it goes on many levels and many different things. Once you become saved, you know, he never said that this journey is going to be easy. He never said that you won't have complications. And by golly, you know, we are having complications with our connection to Christ. And you know why? The devil's there. And I said this before. He's ingenious in what he does. He wants you to go back and pinpoint when all your problems started. Oh, man, when I accepted Christ, I've never had these problems. Yes, you have. And the reason why I'm telling you this is because when the moment you accept Christ in your life, that's when you're going to have some of the smallest snags. But I'm going to tell you something. It's easier to tackle smaller problems than several small problems at one time. Because, you know, what the devil does and how he attacks and how he invokes, you know, every power that God allows him, and this is the whole thing, God allows him. You can't give him any more power. You know, we have to, you know, basically look ahead. And when I say look ahead, because now there's a formulation of a new kind of potato chip that is going totally the opposite way of, now we know these brands right now. We know what they're doing. We know how they're doing it. So now there's kettle chips. And you say, well, what does kettle chips have to do? These are the worst of the worst chips because these are the ones where they are actually frying the acrylamide in the potato chips. So you say, well, how is this possible? Well, let me tell you something. There's something we call a loophole. So now it's something called a serving size. And so this is what they do. So now we know acrylamide is only acceptable in the small bags, and the reason why it's acceptable in the small bags is because of this is what they allow in a serving. And they say this is an acceptable level of acrylamide in these potato chips. So now when you get a bag of these kettle chips, let me tell you how ingenious they are. What they do is they say the serving size serves six. Now, I know the bag is bigger than what you normally sit in, but when you look at the bag and you say, hey, how can I split this bag among six people? Whereas, you know, we have a reasonable amount of potato chips. Well, if we actually had six people and they would dig their hands in the bag, they would actually grab a small handful, which is not even part of the 9.5 ounce or the 10 ounce bag of chips that they normally sell, which I kind of think it's kind of a scam. But they change the serving size so they can get or allow to sell acrylamide lace chips. And you say, wow, is this legal? Well, according to the FDA, it is. So you can see where the problem lies, how they go around it and through loopholes, how they're allowed to sell products that eventually in the long run that are kill us and potentially harm us. And they don't care. The almighty dollar just keeps going around and around. And I guess they say, well, as long as you don't kill them at one time, okay, I guess you can go ahead and keep selling your potato chips. Let them know that six people should eat these, but not one. Serving size six. But you know what? If you are one person and you eat that bag, you know, they don't tell them what happens. And then if you go back the next day because of the nerve damage and your taste was diminishing and you want more of the flavoring, you know, when you get to the bottom of the bag, you want to, you know, eat those. These are very tasty. But let me tell you, everybody, you know, I'm not here to shock anybody. I'm just spreading out information. And the information I'm giving you is just something that we should take heed to. And not only just potato chips. And the only reason why I started out so small here is because there are so many different products that we don't examine, that we blindly buy because of a commercial or tune that we have in our head. And then here, you know, we're stuck. You know, like every day, you know, we hear the commercial, buy Menom, you know, and then, you know, we go out to the stores and then we think an acceptable deodorant is you know, a Menom brand product. You know, we all die for a lack of knowledge. And we just make sure that we just have to keep incorporating knowledge. We have to make sure that we expand our mind because I am just talking about potato chips. But there's so many more products that if you go and examine, you look at that we buy every day, we blindlessly buy every day. Every day. You know, we buy Pepsi. You know, and yet and still I see videos of how Pepsi tenderizes a whole roast. I see how it will rust nails, how it will disintegrate nails. We still drink Pepsi. Not because it's the choice of the next generation. It's the choice of what we blindly buy. And, you know, not to just say that, you know, years ago there was a pack of cigarettes called Cools. They thought it was cool to smoke Cools. So they smoked Cools. Had fiberglass in it. You know, there's so many different things in so many different ways where, you know, we are just incorporating things blindly without investigating, without having full knowledge of what we put in our bodies, what we're using. It can come to underarm deodorant. You know, there is an underarm deodorant that is totally natural that no one uses. It's been out there for years. But everybody used these aluminum-based underarm deodorants. It was a deodorant called Tussie. And I remember this because Tussie, you know, is close to, you know, a word that everybody's not supposed to, well, especially a young man is supposed to say. And I mistakenly got, you know, was thought to said the other word. I was saying tussie. But the reason why, I didn't like tussie is because I got in trouble for it. But the whole thing is a whole natural product, and it's all natural. But yet they out there, if you say, well, what's a product that we can use, and you might say secret or something like that. But that's based with aluminum. You know, and you can, you know, basically it's known to cause boils on the underarms. So, you know, right now, secret is no secret because that was based with aluminum, and so now they narrowed it down, and it doesn't smell as good as it used to. You know, we all are armed with information. We just have to look. We have to read. You know, and basically, no matter where it is and how it is, we have to seek out that knowledge. You know, and one of the best words that was said was, you know, here is a short. You know, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You know, you have basically a determined enemy who's out to destroy you. You know, and the devil will lie and does what he can. And ultimately, this is for our destruction. You know, there is a real enemy who seeks to destroy us. You know, that is why we can't be lackluster or get, you know, too comfortable when we are in a spiritual warfare, a spiritual conflict. You know, you cannot forget that there's an enemy out there trying to knock you off. You know, you can imagine a soldier in the battle putting his gun down and not only standing there, you know, trimming his fingernails, you know, and guess what? You know, someone comes up on him, he's a dead soldier. You know why? Because he became complacent. He thought that he was, you know, invincible. And basically that's how we are. That's the best way I can describe it. We think we're invincible. Like, okay, I'm saved, this, that, and the other. You stand against the wall, and there you go, bam. You know, those weapons formed against us, you know, the weapons that the enemy forms are uniquely crafted. Don't forget, for each one of us are studied. Our vulnerabilities are observed. What people around us can do, and basically what it is what situation they can create to shake our faith. You know, the enemy designs weapons best fitted to penetrate our defenses, our most effective, you know, causing us basically spiritual confusion and damage. You know, but there is a God, you know, and he is in heaven. And he is making sure, and he's giving us, he's arming us, he's opening our eyes to make sure that we, you know, we keep elevating ourselves. You know, one thing about God is he don't want to see a decrease in anything. He want to see an increase in faith. He want to see an increase in prayers. He didn't create this connection and this Bible for us for stuff to diminish. No, he's an uplifting God. He's a God that is always there for us to reach up. You know, and I know, you know, you may think that, you know, what I'm saying and, you know, the information I'm saying is insignificant to you because you're still going to go out and do these things. You're still going to go out and buy these products. But the one thing I'm letting you know is, This is where it's at. This is where it is. You know, God said we should treat our body as a temple. So we're treating our body like a temple. Before anything enters our temple, shouldn't we ask, what are you doing? What do you want? What are you here for? The same thing before we ingest things in our body. You know, we should make sure that we do not let what doesn't belong in our temple, in our temple. And, you know, with that being said, we're just going to go ahead and I'm going to go into the call of salvation. And with everything being said and put forth, you know, God does not allow anything that should happen to us happen to us. And that is if you're saved. And the best way to do that is you just want to make sure you connect, make that connection with him. Let him know your intentions. Say, God, I wish to enter to the kingdom of heaven because I am a sinner. I wish to have my sins removed from me. And also, I accept the gift that you gave of your only begotten son dying on the cross. You know, and once you get, you know, all you have to do is just, you know, with your tongue, just admit with your tongue and say, I just changed my life. I just became a new creature. I just accepted Christ in my life. And you just tell someone, just let someone know that with Christ in my life, I feel anything is possible. I feel I can do anything. I am free from sin. Thank you for freeing me from my sins. Thank you so much. And thank you for accepting me in the kingdom of heaven. And, you know, amen. You know, the next step we suggest you do is find a Bible-believing teaching sanctuary that anoints you in the word of Christ. You know, and if you can't find that church sanctuary, or the sanctuaries are closed, but they do have Zoom and other avenues where you can either join or participate in church functions. But let me just tell you, you know, that's why we're here broadcasting each and every night where we can give you a word of Christ. You know, we hope you're willing to join us here at Purpose Kingdom Network almost each and every night. And we thank you so much. If you were to contact us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can contact us here at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. We can see your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or you can send a prayer request. We're glad to honor that and glad to share that with each and everybody that wants to hear it. Anytime you want to hear any of our past or previous broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/PurposeKingdom. You can just simply type in the host name or the show name. You can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And we greatly thank you for sharing with your friends and family members. Also, you know, we invite you to like us on our Facebook page where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. And it's fun to just, you know, go ahead and watch and, you know, see what goes on there at our Facebook page. You know, and as always, you know, feel free to, you know, family members, you know, and it's just fun. I just like to thank each and every one of our listeners, no matter where in the world you're listening to us. We appreciate your listenership. We just thank you so much for continuing to listen to us, or no matter where in the world you are. Well, God's will, God's blessing, we'll be joining us tomorrow evening at the 8 p.m. hour. We'll be starting at 8 p.m., and we are scheduled to have the Turning Points with Elder Charles Lee and Reverend Maureen Lee. Once again, well, God's will, God's blessing, at the 8 p.m. hour, we hope you'll be able to join us for the Turning Point, hosted by Elder Charles Lee and Reverend Maureen Lee. And real quickly, while I have the opportunity to talk to you, anybody that has been experiencing difficulties with our call and phone number, we do have options. And some of the options will go into explanation tomorrow if we can, on an instructional video that we're going to have on Facebook. But for the meantime, if you can get a Google Voice phone number, or if you go get a Talkatone phone number, which is free, you should be able to download that app on your phone, on your computer, laptop, or your tablet, and you should be able to call into Purpose Kingdom Network without any charges to your phone. And with that being said, we're just going to head back to our program. I know we have a couple minutes, so I'm just going to go ahead and wrap things up. You know, God has been amazing for me. And it's not just, you know, for the simple fact that I'm just saying that, you know, I have, you know, all this knowledge that God has given me. But what it's been is that God has given me the ability to share the knowledge with, you know, with each and every person I come in contact with. You know, it is so important to have that, the knowledge, and also share it, because knowing something really doesn't help you and doesn't benefit you. It doesn't benefit the people around you. Knowing and showing and teaching is some of the basis of the Bible. You know, Christ, when he was, you know, going about the world, you know, everybody was wondering what was he doing for, you know, the 30 years before he decided to, you know, go out and preach the gospel. Excuse me. What he was doing was, Jesus was a gaining and acquiring knowledge, just the same way we are doing. You know, we are gaining and acquiring knowledge. What we do with it is what and how we benefit, you know, people around us. You know, we all can say, you know, I'm doing this or I'm doing that, or I go to work every day. That's not acquiring knowledge. That's not learning something every day. And I know you heard this old cliche, you learn something new every day. But you don't learn everything, something new every day if you're not seeking out the knowledge, you know. And, you know, like I say, faith without works is dead. You know, being in this position that we are, you know, we have to forget that our work is not done. There is no time out. There is no, okay, you've done this for so long, you get a break. There is no break. You know, when you want to take a break, what happens is when we experience all of these attacks from Satan and his minions. And don't forget, just because, you know, Satan doesn't personally attack us doesn't mean he does not have his minions. He has his minions. You know, and we just have to make sure that we stay on guard. You know, being in the faith that we are, where people want to be, and you know, and they are. They want to be like us. But what we can't do is we can't cry out that we are featured in an attack. Well, that does that discourages somebody, because we have to make sure that we keep and we maintain our composure as Christians, whereas that we know that God has our back. That once we chose to allow Christ in life, that there's no turning back. That there is no, you know what, I just want to try this one more time, or I want to do this one more time. No. What it is irreversible. You know, we have to make sure that we are always on watch. That we stay on watch. Because once we got our guard down, once we think it's safe, it's not safe. That's how the devil gets invited. You know, and I hope I've been helpful tonight, especially with some of the information I gave tonight about our, you know, the acrylamide and how it can poison us. You know, and I know common sense doesn't solve everything. Being aware of, you know, what you're doing and how you're doing it, you know, we have to make sure that at this critical juncture that we don't have any missteps that are spiraling into a tailspin of, you know, what goes on and how it comes. Because, you know, once we have a good grasp, a good hold of, you know, what goes on and how it comes into our life, you know, it's a whole lot easier. You know, don't forget, you know, God guarantees you no weapon will prosper against you. You know, and, you know, basically what the Hebrew word prosper means, the root meaning means push forward. Imagine a man trying to push a massive elephant. The elephant is immovable. It's similar to the ocean waves crashing against, you know, the mountain of rock. The waves will break unheeded, and the rock stands firm in such a way, you know, we will be unmoved by the attacks of our enemy. We have to make sure that we choose the strength in our words, the strength in our life, and the strength of what we bring in our bodies. We have to make sure that it truly is something that will sustain us and nourish us. We have to make sure that what we are putting in our bodies is not trash. You know, what we're doing is we're to make sure that even through our mouth, you know, that is a part of the body. That is a part that can be attacked. Anything that you have can be attacked by the devil. And we have to make sure that we stay on guard. We have to make sure that we do and keep our due diligence, and then also pass on along the information to other people. Like I said, I love doing this. I love being on the air. I love just conversing with you know, everybody, spreading, you know, knowledge, spreading, you know, as much as I can, just to, you know, arm ourselves, you know, with the information that we need. Sometimes I'm just, you know, making sure that we have information of some things we forgot about. But whatever it is, I just want to make sure I'm there, and I want to make sure I'm doing it. And, you know, I appreciate each and every one of you for listening tonight. It's just fun. I'll be back on, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, with God's will, God's blessing. And, you know, I'm going to, you know, keep doing this. And, you know, I enjoy doing this for, you know, Purpose Kingdom. Glad they have me here. I'm glad to be doing this. I'm just overjoyed and elated to have another episode under my belt here at Purpose Kingdom Network. And, you know, just for, you know, reminder's sake, this has been the 1,281st episode. And I am just glad. And as always, you know, make sure that you have time to love yourself. If you can't love yourself, there's no way you can love anybody else, you know. And that's just plain and simple. And just, you know, take the time out to make sure that you do love yourself. I'm not saying be vain, but just be, you know, give yourself a nice little compliment and keep it pushing. With that being said, I'm having fun. Like I said, I'll see you when my next show. And I guess I'm out of here. Peace.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Devil wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.